This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've ever tried to eat better, maybe exercise more, or stop doom scrolling at night, chances are you've heard the old saying, it takes 21 days to form a habit. It's catchy, it's pretty hopeful, and it's also wrong. The reality is far more complex and often much slower. Ben Singh is a research fellow at the University of South Australia, and his work digs into the science of how we actually build long-term habits. Welcome to Drive, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Let's bust the myth. Why doesn't habit formation actually happen in 21 days?
Yeah, so like you said, it's a popular belief, but when we looked at all the science and all the evidence on how long it actually takes people, the research says that it takes people on average 60 days to form a habit. And what's important is that it varies widely. So for some people, if it's a simple behavior, then that can be achieved in as little as 1 week. But for other people, if it's a very complex behavior, such as changing their diet and their exercise, then that can take up to a year. But on average, the research says that if you can last 60 days and you can perform that new habit for that 60-day period, then you're likely to continue. So I think it's important for people to know that if they haven't changed their habit and they're struggling after 21 days, it's important to try to hang on for that 60-day goal.
If we look at, I suppose, some of the factors that affect how quickly a habit forms, what is it? Is it about, you know, the person? Is it about the task? Or is it about both?
Yeah, it's about both. So the complexity of the behavior and how difficult it is. So if we think about something such as flossing your teeth each day, that's quite a simple behavior. It doesn't require too much effort. So that can be achieved in a very short amount of time for a lot of people. Whereas something really difficult and complex, such as starting a new exercise routine or making changes to someone's diet, we know that can be very difficult. And we always hear examples of people sort of eating healthy for a few days and then going off the tracks or going off the rails. So the complexity of the behavior is definitely important. And we know for some people it can take quite a long time.
Do you think, I suppose, our expectations are misguided? If we've got that sort of that saying that it takes 21 days to form a habit, and then also we're doing small things like flossing our teeth and you know, adding those in, which I suppose we could just set up a task in our phone to remind us to do, we're sort of cheating ourselves, aren't we? Because then we're setting ourselves up to think, well, actually, if I can make all these changes quickly, the saying says we can, and then we don't achieve that change, we can set ourselves up for disappointment.
Yeah, I think that's why it's important to have realistic expectations and to be patient as well. And like I said, a lot of the research shows that if you can last that 60-day period, then you're likely to continue long-term. And the important thing is to be consistent with the behavior. So try to make small changes each day. It doesn't have to be drastic changes, but just little changes to our routine. So for example, if someone's looking to start an exercise program, starting off with 2 hours each day is probably too much. Even just starting off with 20 minutes of exercise each day and then gradually increasing that over time. So making little changes and trying to be consistent are important factors for lifelong habits.
We're chatting with Ben Singh, a health researcher at the University of South Australia, about the science of habit building and why it often takes longer, not just 3 weeks. If you've got a habit you're trying to build or you're trying to break, tell us about it. 0427 569 949. Ben, you've got some 8 great tips for building better habits. Can we run through a few of them?
Yeah, so probably the most important one and one of the key ones that stood out was to, if you're trying a new habit, to try and do it first thing in the morning. Because as the day goes on, we tend to get busy, we tend to lose motivation and other things get in the way. And if you leave it to sort of before bedtime, it's easy to just sort of put it off and go to bed and not do it that day. So in the morning, we tend to be most motivated. So try to do that habit first thing in the morning. And another good tip is to link that new habit or that new behavior to something that you're already doing every day. So for example, if someone's wanting to eat more fruits and vegetables in their diet, if every morning they wake up and they usually have their morning coffee, then whenever you have your morning coffee, just remember, okay, I'm having my morning coffee. I'll also add a piece of fruit with that morning coffee. So if you can link your new behaviors to things that you're already doing each day, that's also a very powerful strategy.
Leanne from Preston says, I'm trying to drink more water each day, but I always forget after lunch. What could Leanne possibly do then to try and help that habit?
Yeah, so there's helpful reminders we can put on our phones to get us to drink more water, keeping a water bottle with us, making sure that it's always full as well. I know that there's plenty of sort of fancy and flashy water bottles that we can purchase now that we see people carrying around. And they become sort of fashion accessories now, a lot of these water bottles. But at the same time, they're very sort of positive in terms of they're helping people keep hydrated. So making sure that you've always got your water bottle with you and it's always full and to encourage you to keep sipping throughout the day.
Ben, this one's a good one, and I identify with this one. I think I managed to do it a couple of times a week and that was it. This is from M in Fitzroy North. Brushing my dog's teeth every night, I've managed 12 days in a row. I reckon that's a hard one because you get a bit of a resistance happening there.
Yeah, so I think the fact that he's mentioned he's done 12 days in a row is a good indicator because we know with habits, we've got to track our progress. So that could be just ticking it off on the calendar or ticking it off on our phones, because if we can track how many days in a row, once we get on a streak or we get a few days in a row, then it becomes quite motivating. We don't want to break that streak. So I think it's important to maybe tick off on the calendar or really do something where you're tracking your progress and try to build up a streak, because like you said, if you've built up sort of 12 days, then 20 days, then 30 days, the last thing you want is to break that streak and have an X on your calendar. So definitely track the amount of days that you're successful.
Gav in Footscray says, I've used an app to track my screen time. It's finally working. Just on that, what role, Ben, can apps and devices play in helping us take or cement a new habit?
Yeah, we know these apps can be extremely important because we're constantly on our phones. They're always within an arm's reach of us. And it tends to be, our phones tend to be the last things we look at before we go to bed, and usually the first things we look at in the morning. So they're extremely helpful. So if you can find a good app, you don't have to purchase an app. A lot of the free apps as well, you can set yourself little reminders and track progress as well. And we know a lot of people have a lot of success in changing behaviors, sort of using various apps. But at the same time, we don't want to overuse them. We know it's important to get a good night's sleep. So we don't want to be doom scrolling every night as well. So it's important to have balance with how we use our smartphones.
Ben, let's say I get into the habit of brushing my dog's teeth every night. Should I be rewarding myself? Does that play a role in making sure that a habit sticks?
Yeah, so small rewards are important, and they don't have to be over the top, and we don't want them to be sort of inappropriate rewards. But like you said, it could be sort of buying sort of a few extra treats for your dog, or if you've done something to improve your health and well-being, just buying yourself maybe a special coffee or listening to your favorite radio show or your favorite movie, just a little reward of something that you might not otherwise do. But it's important that we don't want those rewards to be detrimental. So, for example, if you've gone a week and you've done well to stick to your diet, the last thing you want to do is reward yourself with a lot of junk food to undo all your hard work.
So just
some nice, sensible rewards that help complement your habits.
Let's just talk motivation finally. What happens, I suppose, if you do try and do a new habit and it's not feeling automatic after a few weeks? What should we do?
Yeah, again, so I think that's where it's important to be patient as well, because we know, like we said, the 21-day rule tends to be a little bit unrealistic. We need to sort of continue and be patient and aim for that 60-day goal. But also maybe making changes to the behavior that you're doing. So if it's an exercise routine and you find that you're struggling with it and you're not enjoying the exercise, maybe switching it up. So instead of going to a gym class, you might prefer some outdoor exercise with a friend or playing various sports. Or if it's a yoga class that you're not enjoying, just switching up the exercise routine or making some minor adjustments so that it fits into your lifestyle. Because we know if people are going to continue these habits long-term, it needs to be something that you enjoy and that you can fit into your lifestyle.
Ben, thank you so much for busting the 21-day myth. It's all rubbish.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks so much. That was Ben Singh, Research Fellow in Allied Health and Human Performance at the University of South Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.